Hi, my name is Paweł Niewęgłowski and welcome to the next episode Dev.js JavaScript podcast. My guest is Kaushik Andani. The episode sponsor is Luxoft. We start. Hi Kaushik, could you introduce yourself? Please tell our listeners few words about yourself.
Hi, Pavel. So hello, listeners. How are you? I hope all is good in this epidemic situation going on right now. So this is Kaushik Andani, and I have total 8 years of experience in programming with backend as well as front-end technologies. Currently, I'm working with Luxoft as a senior software developer. My current role and duties are to develop an application for investment group with Angular 7, Material, JavaScript, CSS, TypeScript, etc.
Okay. How was your professional career in IT?
Yeah. So, after graduation in 2012, I have started with PHP as a backend technologies. So my first job was as a PHP developer, and after that ongoing and the updates and the release of the new technology, I have been also updated myself with the different kinds of technology. And after that, I have switched my job to the front-end technologies, and I have started my career in front-end technologies about 2016 with as a JavaScript developer. So since 2016, I have been working with different kinds of front-end technologies like JavaScript ES5, 6, 7, and TypeScript and the Angular. And I also have been involved with development for the different kinds of business domains like market research domain, education domain, job portals domain, and also financial investment banks application development domain. So this is all as per now my career, and currently I'm also working with financial investment group banking.
Which JavaScript framework do you use on a daily basis, and why did you choose this one?
Yeah, so as I told you, I'm working on Angular, TypeScript, TypeScript on the daily basis in my current role. Nowadays, the JavaScript is one of the most popular language to develop application, and also there are so many frameworks like Angular, React, etc. available to develop scalable applications basically for the front-end part. So today I'm going to tell you about latest release of ECMAScript 2020. So let me first introduction about the ECMAScript, what is actually ECMAScript is. So the ECMAScript specification is a standardized specification of the scripting language developed by Brandon H. of Netscape. Initially, it was named Mocha, later LiveScript, and finally JavaScript. While both JavaScript and JScript aim to be compatible with ECMAScript, they also provide additional features not described in the ECMA specifications. So, let me introduce some features about the ECMAScript 2020. So, ECMAScript 2020, the 11th edition, introduced in the January 2020, as I know. And there are several features available, like match all method for the string, big integer type for the integers, promise.all settled, promise combinator that does not short circuit, and global this, a universal way to access the global this value, and the exports syntax also. And the main and very important features is optional chaining.
What is innovative about the BigInt library?
So basically, there are several types of variable you can declare in the JavaScript, like string, number, but when you have to deal with a very big kind of number, I mean big integer, that time in the previous version of JavaScript you cannot do it. It will give you a different result without the big integer. But in the ECMAScript 2020, they have introduced a new type, which is big integers. So the big integer is convert number literal to the big integer. You can use the big integer constructor, or you simply add n to the end of it. So for example, if you want to use a big integer with the simple number, then you just have to put n at the end of the particular number, then it will automatically consider as a big integer. So who needs these numbers? So for example, let me take example about the Twitter. So Twitter use integers this large as unique keys for the tweets. You would see weird bugs in your JavaScript application if you tried to store this as a numbers without big integer. You would have used a community package or store them as a string instead, which is a common solution that JavaScript developer were using to solve this problem in environments where big integer isn't supported. So nowadays, in the latest version of ECMAScript, there are also big integers available. So the related to big integer problem already solved with this new version of the JavaScript.
The ECMA script 2020 will also include the Chinin and Coalescing, the solution from object-oriented languages. What do you think about this idea?
So, about this idea is really very useful and very important features which is introduced to the ECMAScript 2020. Before this, mainly the idea behind optional chaining is to access values without checking if the parent object exists. Instead of returning an error, it will return null or undefined. So optional chaining in JavaScript is a very useful because it can clean up our code with a single character. The mainly optional chaining syntax is like question mark dot. Here, let me give one example. Suppose you have one object with different kinds of person's properties like name, details, age, etc. And you want to access this particular object property. So sometimes when you have more than one data, so sometimes in this particular object, there is not a declaration of some kind of properties like age. So if you directly access person.age, then it will give you a error. But with the optional chaining, I mean question mark and dot operator, you can just add within the one line. And if the particular properties exist, then it will return the particular value of this property. Otherwise, it will return null or undefined instead of the error. And you can also use optional chaining for the objects, arrays, and function. So this is the very useful features which we'll introduce in ECMAScript 2020.
Promise Alt-Settled will also be significantly expanded. What's new about it?
Yeah, so before ECMAScript 2020, there is also one method promise.all. So let's start with the one example. Let's say you are sitting an exam, and when you receive your result, you find out you got 99% of the question correct. In most walks of life, You would have passed with flying colors. In this case, though, you receive a big red stamp on your result letter telling you that you failed. So, for this kind of situation, promise all takes array of promise and concurrently fetches their result. If they all succeed, your promise dot all succeed. If one or more fail, your promise rejects. In some cases, you may want this behavior, but not always. So in ECMAScript 2020, they have introduced promise dot all settles. So promise dot all settles is much kinder when it comes to your exam. It will give you a pat on the back and tell you not to worry about that 1% of promises that failed. So promise is regarded as a settled when it comes back pass or fail. So it doesn't matter how many promises is failed or pass, it will always return the appropriate result, like particular promise is fulfilled and particular promise is reject, instead of giving you the false or the negative response. So that's how promise dot all settle is very useful.
What do you think? Which of the important solutions will be missing in ECMAScript 2020?
So they already introduced very significant and very useful features in the ECMAScript 2020, but maybe in future or in ECMAScript, if they will introduce multi inheritance with the class based structure, then it will very useful features for the developed and application very significantly, and this is also very useful features if they will introduce this kind of behavior with the JavaScript programming.
Kaushik, thank you for our conversation.
Thank you. Thank you very much.